our meeting tonight by singing together in hymn number 2 in your hymn book.
Hymn number 2
in the page 175. Hymn number 2 in the page 175. Within a song of grateful praise to thee, O Lord, my voice I raise, of all thy saints I join to tell, my Jesus hath done all things well. Praise God, the Lord is one who does all things well for his people. Hymn number 2, the page 175, starting as we sing, and singing it out with all of our hearts.
Blessing and presence to be our felt and known reality even amongst us here this evening. Our gracious God, our loving Father in heaven, we rejoice afresh tonight in thy goodness, in thy mercy, and in thy wonderful love toward us, in that thou didst save us even as we've been singing from the very jaws of hell. And Father, we thank that thou hast rescued us, thou hast saved us, thou hast delivered us from the pit of corruption. And Father, we thank thee that thou hast set us, O God, upon the King's highway, that way, that narrow way to heaven, that way to glory, that way to that place of eternal blessing and eternal praise, where truly we will indeed sing, even as the hymn writer has intimated tonight, that my Jesus hath done all things well. And Father, we thank thee for Christ, the sinless Son of God. We thank thee that he kept the law of God perfectly for us. We thank thee, Father, for his atoning death and sacrifice, his finished work upon the cross of Calvary. And Father, we rejoice, O God, tonight that, Lord, that price was paid in full when Christ cried out, "It is finished." and that on the cross Christ did all things well. We thank thee that the blood has been shed. We thank thee, Father, that as thy people tonight we are redeemed, and not with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. And Father, we thank thee for all thy mercies to us, even since that day in our life's experience, when thou didst save us and bring us into the family and fold of God. Father, we must confess, Lord, that we have failed thee many times. Yet, O God, we thank thee that thou art one who faileth not. And Lord, how thy word says, thy compassions, they fail not. Thy mercies are new every morning. And great is thy faithfulness. And Father, we thank thee tonight that it is because of thy faithfulness, goodness and grace and mercy and salvation that we're found here tonight in this place where prayer is wont to be made. And Father, we thank thee tonight for this open door. We thank thee for the wonderful privilege of being able to gather with thy people around thy word and around the throne of grace and prayer. And Father, thou hast promised to meet with thy people. Thou hast said, there I will meet with thee. And Father, we come to thee tonight and through the blood-sprinkled pathway, through the mercy seat, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray that thou would look upon us in grace tonight. Look upon us tonight in favor. And grant us a real sense of thy presence. Outpour thy Holy Spirit. Cleanse our hearts afresh. And prepare our hearts for thy word and for thy truth and for the things of God that we will hear of even tonight. We thank thee for all who have been able to come. Bless every head bowed before thee, O God. Remember every family and household, O God, that is represented, Lord, with different needs, with different cares. Yet, Lord, we thank thee there's no limit with God. And Father, we pray that thou wilt meet every need out of thy riches, O God, in glory, by Christ Jesus. Encourage thy people, strengthen thy people. Bless our homes, our family circles. The Lord, unite all our family circles in the Lord. And Father, where there is need, sickness and physical need, we pray that thou wilt just intervene. And that, Lord, thou by thy grace and by thy strength would come alongside and meet us at the very point of our need. Remember those that cannot come tonight because of age and sickness and infirmity. Father, we pray that thou wilt bless them, that thou wilt minister to them, O God, we pray. And Father, we pray for others who have suffered loss in recent times. Do comfort their hearts, we pray. And Father, we do pray tonight that wherever thy people meet together faithfully around thy word, around the throne of grace and prayer, think of other prayer meetings such as this and gospel missions and ministry meetings, outreach meetings on at this time. Bless every faithful servant of the Lord. And Father, remember our land for good. Remember these islands north and south of the border and England, Scotland and Wales for good. Lord, we live in a day when people are taken up of the things of time and sense. But Lord, we pray that thou wilt so work by thy Spirit that people will be concerned not so much about the things of time and sense, but the things of eternity, the things that are eternal and the things that remain. And Father, we pray, outpour thy Spirit upon our land in these days and grant a season of refreshing and reviving again from the right hand of our God. Bless our sister tonight, Gillian, who's come to give the report in the Bethel Children's Crusade. We thank thee for thy hand upon this work, even over this past term, and for every need that has been met, for the word of God that has gone forth. And Father, we pray that even through this ministry, many children will come to know the Lord and be saved and grow up to follow on to serve the Lord and bless the homes in which they come from as well, Lord. And may they too come to know and trust the Lord and even gather with us here and under the sound of thy word. Bless your servant afresh tonight. Fill her with thy Holy Spirit as she brings the report and she lays the challenge even of the summer's work before us, we pray. And help us day by day to remember this work at the throne of grace. We thank thee that prayer makes a difference, that prayer changes things. And Father, we thank thee tonight that thou art a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. Abide with us now, we pray. Shelter our meeting over and around with the precious blood. Outpour thy Spirit upon us. And may we go away tonight revived and refreshed and quickened, knowing of a truth. It was good to be here, for here we met with Thee, our God and our Saviour. This we pray and this we ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Now we're going to turn again, please, in our hymn book to hymn number 329. We started to learn this hymn last week, and we're going to keep at it for a week or two just till we get the tune of it in our head. It's a great hymn, great words of truth, and it's good to learn a new hymn and to sing it out unto the Lord. O brother, have you told how the Lord forgave? Let us hear you tell it over once again. You're coming to the cross where he died to save. Let us hear you tell it over once again. Well, ask Eileen, maybe she just played the first verse in the chorus, just so we get the tune in her head, and then we'll stand as we sing, and we'll sing the hymn through in its entirety. 329. Thank you. new hymn and to sing it out unto the Lord. And there's great words in these old hymns. May they bless your heart and they encourage your soul as a believer. Welcome you all tonight in the Lord's great name. It's good to see all who've gathered with us this evening. We pray the Lord will bless you tonight as we gather here together in the house of the Lord in the season of prayer. Remember, please, the meetings over the weekend, do pray for them. Sunday school and Bible class, the Lord's Day morning, 11 a.m., and then the Children's Day services, 12 noon in the morning, and 3:30 in the afternoon. And the guest speaker, the Reverend Glenn Wilkinson from Londonderry, and the boys and girls will be taking part morning and afternoon. So be much in prayer for these meetings. Make them known, and do take the wee invite cards and do all you can to invite and encourage visitors in to the meetings. Also the youth barbecue and sports evening over in the Bonacre on Friday night at 7:30. All young people there are most welcome to go along. So do remember these meetings in the will of the Lord. Now we welcome tonight our sister Gillian, fresh in the Lord's great name, and we're going to ask her now to come and to just share with us the burden and the update and the recent weeks and months of the work of Bethel Children's Crusade and then the plans for the summer. The Lord bless you, Gillian. Thank you.
I'd just like to read one verse of scripture. Can we turn to the epistle, third epistle of John? The third epistle of John. Third epistle of John, and we'll commence reading there at the verse 1. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. John was pleased to hear about Gaius. And I tell you, I'm really pleased when I see our boys and girls and hear that they too are walking in truth. Last term, we had two little boys come to faith in Christ. One little boy, his parents pointed him to the Lord. Another little one, just by himself in his own bedroom. And he's only a wee man. And these two precious little ones came up very boldly to tell me, I've asked Jesus into my heart. He's my saviour. And one did it just in front of all of the other children. And do you know what joy that brings? And even as Paul said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. I can truly say that we had no greater joy in that meeting when those little ones publicly confessed Jesus Christ is Lord. We were able to give them that little booklet, Starting the Christian Race, produced by the Mission Board and written by our brother George McConnell, who's a child evangelist under our denomination. What a joy it is to hear that the children walk in truth, in the truth of God's word. There are so many falsehoods about today, so many things that are scary. But when we see that our little ones are following what God's word says, that they have a knowledge of what sin is. It's not just some word, but that our children can now apply that to their own hearts. Sin is sticking your tongue out at somebody and making faces at somebody. Sin is not sharing. Sin is not doing what mommy tells you immediately and with a good heart. There's so many things our little ones are starting to understand. So they're starting to walk in truth. We don't have any bank robbers with our children, and God willing, we never will. And if they can learn those wee simple truths now, what is sin in their lives, and that they must come in simple faith to Christ. And to see those two little boys very happy in their faith and seeking to walk in the Lord. Will you pray for those little ones? So that's three little boys in the past two terms who have come to faith in Christ. And I mean little boys. Will you pray that the Lord helps these little ones and guides them, and that we will see the rest of our little boys and our little girls come to faith in Christ Jesus? In our season last year, we looked at the life of Lottie Moon. And Lottie Moon was an American lady who served the Lord in China for over 40 years. She was born in 1840, and she lived through the Civil War. Her family were extremely wealthy folk in the state of Virginia, and they sought to bring their children up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. But Lottie did not want the faith of her fathers. She was a rebel in her life. She wanted nothing to do with faith in Christ Jesus. She was a rascal. While in boarding school, on one morning, she got up extremely early. She took the blanket from her bed. She went outside. She climbed the bell tower, because there was no electric, so it was the bell that was rung to get everybody up. She climbed the tower. She went up the ladder to where the bell was, and she wrapped her blanket around the clapper of the bell. Came back down, got back into her bed, and waited. And of course, the bell didn't ring for over an hour when it was supposed to ring. It was supposed to ring, I think, at 6:30. It didn't ring until nearly 8, and everything was a whole mess. The children, when they heard that, really enjoyed it, because it showed there's other boys and girls, and they were naughty too. But when Lottie was 18 years of age, she came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Up until this time, she refused to go to church. She refused to listen to anybody speaking to her about faith. In fact, when one girl asked her what was her name was Lottie D. Moon. And she says, well, what does the D stand for? And she looked and she says, the devil. So she really was a rascal and a rebel. But yet when the Lord moves, he moves indeed. And the Lord saved her and changed her life completely. She was very well educated. By the time she finished school, she was fluent in four languages. And she wasn't very tall. Even though she was from a very wealthy family, she was well fed as a child. She only made it to 4'3". But the Lord used her. As I said, she was in China for 40 years. She died at 72. Those early years in China were very difficult for her. She loved to eat pickled onions. And the locals would say, she's eating the eyeballs of children she's kidnapped. Well, of course, our children's eyes just... Really? No, they were just pickled onions. And then she liked to drink raspberry juice. That's the blood of the children that she took the eyeballs out of. And of course, this time the children always realised, it's just raspberry juice. But the children really got into the story and really enjoyed it. It was a blessing to teach them about a missionary and to see their wee lives challenged. We also looked at the life of St. Patrick during March 17th week. The Reverend McIntyre, Clocher Valley, had put together a very short video concerning the teachings of Martin Luther, and we were able to show that to the children, and they had also produced a little track based on that, so all the children were able to get one. And the children enjoyed learning about that. Our final night, we had some craft, we had some games, and then we had a chippy night and orange juice and bickies. So everyone was well pleased and really enjoyed after all their games. It is amazing what little ones can consume. The amount of chips that were brought to the meetings was quite a bit. And I thought, we'll never go through this. This is far too much. It was gone. There was none put into the bin. And in fact, on Sunday after it, here in Bethel, one little one came up to David on our way up to Sunday school and says, "Are we going to have chippies again tonight? I like chippies." And of course, David says he liked chippies too, but he didn't think there would be any chippies today. But there might be more chippies in the children's meeting, so she need to be there every week. So simple things encourage our children. We've been able to go right through this whole year to Kilskerry Christian School and do assembly there once a month in person. While in the Jones, we've been able to send in DVD. And even the children there says, "I saw you do an assembly." And he says, "Oh, but I wasn't there." "You were. We saw it on the screen." So they're getting to know us once again. Pray for the assemblies, both in Kilskerry and in Jones, that the Lord will use his word to speak to young people and to draw them to himself. In Tresna, we have 22 children on the roll. If one child is sick, it means you're losing three or four from a family. So then the numbers do drop whenever the bugs were going about. But the children are attentive in the meeting. Maguire's Bridge, again, there's 22. And we had three new children came there in the middle of March. And in Tresna, there was six new children came back to the meetings. Bethel, we have 14 with an average of about 9 children each week. Will you pray for these children? Pray that the Lord uses the words that they've heard to continue to teach them, and that they will have a hunger and thirst after God's word and a desire to live lives that bring glory to his name. There are those that still do not understand that they need to be saved. And there are those who do. Pray the Lord will make it real to all of our children that they must be born again. We can't have our Bible club meetings without those that come along to help. We can have children, but if there's no workers, we have to close the door and send the children home. So we thank the Lord for all those who come week by week with us and help in the children's meetings. We're a well-oiled machine now because everybody knows what they're meant to be doing. And we all take time in chatting with the children. We thank the Lord for their faithfulness, and I'm indebted to all those who come along week by week to help us in the various meetings. Let us thank the Lord for those who give up of their time week by week to come. Let us thank the Lord for the parents who bring the children along. Let us thank the Lord for the children who want to be in the meetings, who want to hear God's word. I don't think we have any children that are forced, that mommy says, "You're going." All of our children in themselves want to be there to hear God's word. In one of our meetings, a little boy was overheard to say, "This is the bestest Bible club ever." You know, that's encouraging. And I said to one of the teachers, Mrs. Hadnett, I said, "Does he go to your meeting?" "No, I thought he went to yours." "I said, no, he doesn't go to ours. But he's a little boy who has been listening intently every week and is answering more and more questions." Pray for the children there in the model. Another little one says, "Granny, we're going back to the meeting in September, aren't we?" So again, isn't that encouraging? That children want to hear the word. Pray that the Lord keeps his hand upon our children. He keeps them safe during the summer and he brings them back to us with their friends come September. Thank you for your prayer support for Bethel Children's Crusade. We can all go and do the meetings, but unless there are those at home holding the ropes for us in prayer, our labours would be in vain. So we thank you sincerely for praying for us, for holding the ropes in prayer while the meetings are going on. Keep on praying. Don't let go of the ropes. We need your prayers. But we thank you sincerely for it. We have planned 3 missions this summer. We're in Bethel on the 27th to the 1st of July, Lisbalaw the 4th to the 8th of July, and then Maguire's Bridge the 8th to the 12th. Pray that all our own children will be able to come along, but pray more that we will get strangers in, children from the local areas. I've sent out text messages to all our parents who've been involved in sending their children this year and during COVID. And those who haven't sent their children, I've sent the text message out. Pray that we'll get all those children back into the meeting. Pray that we'll get more children interested in God's word. Pray for God to prepare their hearts, that as they hear the word, it'll not just be our words they hear, but that will be the still small voice of God, the Holy Spirit, speaking to them. I remember as a child the Spirit of God striving with me. And I remember hearing his voice telling me, you need to get saved. And I remember his voice encouraging me that I was saved. Will you pray that the Spirit of God will descend into our meetings, that the devil will be bound up, but that Christ would be glorified in our midst. Pray for safety in our meetings. Our theme during the summer is going to be that we want the children to become detectives. They're going to be searching for clues. They're going to try and work out who, what, where, when, and why. Pray that this will grab the attention of our children and all the others. We're sending out the main invitations this week to the model, and then the rest of them will go out the week after. Pray that as they go into the homes, that children will, oh, Mummy, I want to go. And Mummy will be, that's okay, Pat, I bring you. So that they will have a desire themselves to hear what is going to be said. Will you pray that the Lord guides us into which lessons we are to teach? I have my list made out, but pray that it will be the Lord's messages for the children. That if I have a lesson down, and if it's not his will for that lesson to be taught, that the Lord will lead to the right lesson. So we need you to pray earnestly concerning this. We hope to recommence the children's meetings next year in the first full week of September. I hope to look at Psalm 139, verse 14 as our theme for the year. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. I would appreciate your prayers, even as we seek to gather lessons together, information together, practical applications together concerning this for the children, that we will know the leading and guiding of the Lord, and that children will listen. And not just with their ears, but they'll hear in their hearts. I have left a stack of memory sheets, colouring in sheets, there in the porch. Please take as many as you want. They have gathered up over the past 2 years. COVID is now, hopefully, on its way out. So you take as many as you can use. If you have children coming to the house, grab a couple of bundles or just go round and take some from all the different piles. I have them all set out. If you want to do some colouring yourself, there's colouring memory verses there. You can do that too. But please, please use them. I can't use them for another few years. And by that time then, the paper starts to get curled at the end and you can't really hand them out to children. If we use it before that, there's going to be bright sparks saying, Gillian, we did this. I remember doing this. So it's better I hand them out. So if you can take them, please, please take as many as you can use.
Thank you for your support for Bethel Children's Crusade. Thank you for praying for the work. And please continue to uphold us in prayer. Thank you.
Thank you to our sister Gillian for that very encouraging report of the Bethel Children's Crusade over this past term. How good it is to hear of children coming to know and trust the Lord, and just pray that they will grow in grace and follow on to know the Lord and serve the Lord, and pray there'll be much fruit from the seed that has been sown. And remember these other matters as well over the summer season, especially the Bible clubs here in the church, McGuire's Bridge and Lisbalaw, and in the school work as well. And thank God his word will not return unto his void. God's word has promised that his word will be used to the saving of souls, and pray that that will be so even over the summer season, that many children will come to know the Lord as Savior. We're just going to get down to prayer, but before we do, I just want to leave one verse with you, just to encourage us tonight to pray. Gillian has led the burden of the work before you, and that's what we want to focus upon tonight in prayer. But it's just Psalm 81 and the verse number 10. Psalm 81 and the verse number 10. Here the Lord is speaking, and he says, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. And here the Lord reminds his ancient people of what he had done for them in the past. He had brought them out of the land of Egypt. He had redeemed them. And here he encourages them to pray. He gives them really a command to pray. He says, open thy mouth wide. And then the promise is, he says, I will fill it. I will meet the need. And that's what we're to do tonight. We thank God for past mercies, past blessings, for salvation in our lives, and for what God has done in the work of Bethel Children's Crusade and days gone by, and how that should encourage us even afresh tonight to pray. Pray afresh to bring these matters before the Lord. And the Lord says, I will fill it. The promise is that the Lord will hear and answer prayer. May that be an encouragement to us tonight, just to seek the Lord and to call upon the Lord's name for the work in the summer season. We'll just get down to a time of prayer. Remember these matters that Gillian has brought to your attention for the children's meetings, the children's missions, and then, of course, the work in the autumn time as it recommences. Do also remember the Children's Day coming up this week. Pray for all the boys and girls and our brother as well, who will come to bring God's word, and pray that many will come in morning and afternoon to hear the word of God. Do remember the outreach and online ministry, telephone ministry. Remember the sick as well in your prayers. Our sister Deborah has treatment again planned this week, so pray that you'll know God's help and God's strength. And also remember brother David Miller as well. David had a serious road traffic accident just last week and is at home in recovery. We thank God for the Lord's hand of preservation upon him, and just pray that he'll know that full recovery again to health and to strength. So do remember these matters. Encourage as many as possible to pray and to seek the Lord and to call upon the Lord's name. Maybe last